Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Look out your window, because you are the experts, you are the newsmakers, you are the guests, and you are the eyes and ears of the Brian Lehrer Show on this All Calls Friday. Let's live in the moment. What do you see out your window right now? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. This is an experiment. I have no idea what we'll get. But let's document this moment in time, right now. What do you see out your window from wherever you are? 212-433-WNYC. Is it a human interaction of some kind? Is it something about the natural world in late July? Is it the kinds of cars people are driving or parking on your street? 212-433-WNYC. Did you see the article today about how GM is being saved by big SUV sales again these days, just when we thought those had plummeted in popularity as an excess of the pre-fiscal crisis era? What can you see about cars or people or nature or anything else that helps crowdsource a snapshot of this very moment, 10/21 on Friday, July 25th, in our world right now? 212-433-WNYC. Put your descriptive powers to work. Anyone know the Hitchcock classic with James Stewart, Rear Window, from the 1950s, about this guy who thinks he sees a murder out his Greenwich Village rear window?
Oh, and that's where you're not being clever. A murderer would never parade his crime in front of an open window.
Why not?
Why, for all you know, there's probably something a lot more sinister going on behind those windows.
Grace Kelly, right? With James Stewart in Rear Window. So what do you see out your window right now? Hopefully not a murder. 212-433-9692. Now, I see all our lines are full already, but here's something as we go through some folks and we finish up. One thing that might make this really fun is if we get calls from lots of places geographically. So besides the immediate New York metro area, who's listening in another country today? What's happening outside your window in Bangladesh right now, or in Ireland somewhere, or in the Dominican Republic? Call and describe what's happening outside your window. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll find out what's happening outside your window right after this. Tops knew how to look out their window. Do you? What's happening out your window right now? Let's document this moment in time as seen by you. Bruce in Chappaqua, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you I've been working all summer in out my window and looking out on a summer theater camp of kids in a paved parking lot that's covered with shade, and they're building sets and costumes and learning their production lines and their music for the Little Mermaid Community Theater, and I hear it every day, and I'm completely enthralled.
Awesome. Yeah. Daryl in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. What's out your window?
Hey, Brian. Daryl from Co-op City, about the 29th floor. I've got a great view of Manhattan from about 60th Street South, maybe a little higher, maybe as far as up as 70th Street. I also have Rikers Island. I have Throgmorton Bridge. I have the Whitestone Bridge, the Triborough Bridge, and we can see New Rochelle.
You've got a view, man. You've got a view. So what do you think about when you look out the window and you can see all that stuff?
Well, back in the day, about 1974, I became a vegetarian. I was looking out the window and doing substances that made things more vivid, and said, you know, I really need to clean my act up. and there was a pot roast on the stove, and I said, we're not going to do that anymore, and haven't touched it since. Can I just share with you, with regard to your last seg, check out with regard to the screeching in the subway, that's the rounding of the wheels, and they're all fold-up areas for bicycles and wheelchairs on some of the subway cars.
Thank you, Daryl. Anybody get that connection? Why looking at that expansive view that he has turned him into a vegetarian? We'll have to use our imaginations for that one. But, Daryl, thanks for your call. Martha in Manhattan, what window are you looking out?
Hi, I'm looking out of my car window. I'm sitting on a lovely tree-lined street on East 50th Street, Beekman Place, near Irving Berlin's house. And I'm looking at some workmen sitting on paint-spackled workmen taking a smoke break and a coffee break under a lovely shade tree. And I'm waiting to do the alternate side thing. We're waiting for the street cleaners to come.
Oh, does it expire at 10:30 on your block?
It expires at 11:30.
11:30? You're going to sit in your car for the next hour?
I arrived at my car at 10, yeah, so I'm checking email and hanging out here until 11:30.
Wow. What people won't do in New York to get a good parking spot.
You know, I don't have to work so right now today, so it works for me. But there's this woman, and she's, like, appointed herself queen of the alternate side, and she's marching up and down the street, and she's telling everybody what to do and how to do it when the street cleaners come. And I keep telling her to leave me alone, and she keeps knocking on my window, and she's very annoying. And it's pretty funny, but it's very typically New York. She's a character.
A New York character. Martha, thank you very much. And, you know, the fact that she called from a car window, everybody else was calling from a home window so far. It can be any kind of window, right? Your home, your office, anyone listening on an Amtrak train or a Chinatown bus to Boston or in a farm vehicle, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. As people finish up on the air, because all our lines are full right now, with what you see out your window, let's document this moment in time. Kate in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Kate.
Oh, hi, Brian. Well, what I see out my window is less sky, because I've lived in my house for 32 years in downtown Brooklyn, and at the moment they're putting up a 7-story building on Atlantic Avenue, diagonally at the bottom of my garden, not exactly at the bottom, but diagonally.
So you're watching the sky disappear.
Yes, and it's just reflective of the explosive growth that's happening in downtown Brooklyn. I just walked downtown yesterday, and on Bridge Street and Duffield Street, we have a Sheraton, we have an Indigo Hotel, when the Ace Hotel is coming. There's this incredible growth in Brooklyn. And
which makes you feel how? Ambivalent, because also positive about the surge of, you know, Brooklyn success, even as your sky disappears?
Yes, absolutely ambivalent, because with that growth comes issues, but it also brings more people, bring like better goods and services, kind of a nicer quality of life in some ways, but I do wish that everything was smaller.
Kate, thank you very much. Valerie in Weehawken, what do you see out your window?
Hi, good morning. I see our street sweeper. Our town still has street sweepers that actually walk the street and sweep the street. And this is our local street sweeper, who's a real character, and he's a real part of our town, and he says hi to everybody every morning, and he pushes his cart, and he sweeps, and he says hi to the kids, and he just gets up every day and does the job 6 days a week.
And do you have a milkman and someone who comes and sharpens the knives?
No, we don't have a milkman, but you know, it is a testimony to how such a small town Weehawken is next to such a big city, that we still have some of these small town amenities.
I guess so, and it's really our second street sweeping call, because the woman who was in her car waiting for alternate side, there, of course, it's a big vehicle that comes and sweeps the streets.
We have the human touch here.
Does that mean you don't have to move your car from side to side? Because
we don't. It's nirvana. We don't have to move our car.
But does that mean the poor guy has to go and sweep under your car, like, you know, you sweep under your dresser?
Well, he sweeps around it. I mean, it's not the most thorough street sweeping, but you know, they're really part of our town, and they're part of the neighborhood that they sweep in, and people know him. He knows everybody's name. He knows the kids, and it's lovely.
Thank you, Valerie. And I hope you're sweeping under your dresser. Some people never do, you know. Erica in Port Liberty, New Jersey. In Jersey City. Hi, Erica. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Wow, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, right.
It's called Port Liberté because it was designed by French entrepreneurs. It's designed with the community. I actually live on a canal.
Outside my,
believe it or not, just across from Lower Manhattan. And I'm facing the Liberty Tower, but right outside my window, I've got yachts and boats and ducks and fish. And talk about Nirvana, I couldn't ask to live in a nicer place.
Thank you very much. All right, folks, it's an experiment. We hear what we're getting. What else? What's unusual that you're seeing out your window right now? What's different? What's surprising you? 212-433-WNYC, as we document this moment in time from wherever you are in Brooklyn or anywhere on Earth, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What do you see out any kind of window right now? 212-433-9692. Penny in Long Branch, you're on WNYC. Hi, Penny.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay. What do you see?
Good.
What kind of window are you looking out of?
First and foremost, I see a picture-perfect blue sky. I am on my way to the beach, which is about 5 minutes from where I am right now and parked. And I'm looking out my car window at this beautiful blue sky, and I'm very grateful to have this day off to be able to go to the beach. And I also see cars passing by and a small private cemetery with, you know, the gravestones kind of, you know, staring right out at me. And people passing by, a double stroller right now, a dad with a double stroller passing me by. And just grateful that I have this day off.
Very nice. Penny in Long Branch, happy to be looking out her window. In our chat room, and we have a chat room going through the whole show today, where you can not just leave comments like a usual comments page, but actually chat with each other about whatever's going on. So go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show to join in on that. Rosemary in the chat wrote, I just looked out my window, and randomly, in that split second, one of my closest friends jogged by. The city can be so huge and so small at the same time. Love it, chats Rosemary. And another guest in the live chat says, I'm looking at the park of the Morir Matera in the Basilicata region of Italy. It is truly amazing to look at rock churches and caves that date back to the Paleolithic period every morning, a daily reminder that our lives are a mere blink in time. So do the most you can with the life you live. Wow. All the way to existential realities from that chatter in Italy. Have you seen Mayor de Blasio there, that person? 212-433-WNYC, and join that live chat at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Tom in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What kind of a window are you looking out of?
Well, I'm looking out of my son's bedroom window. Yeah, I'm cleaning up. He's coming home from summer camp tomorrow. And the house next door has been under a gut renovation. And the guys are just taking down the scaffolding now, having put up all new brick on the side that faces us. And neighbors keep coming by and asking me to keep an eye on it because everybody in the neighborhood's afraid of all these teardowns and mansions and, you know, the overdevelopment going on.
Is that still happening in Flushing, the building of the McMansions where regular houses used to be?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, our homeowners association has been pulling lawsuits to stop several of them around the neighborhood, some right across from Down Park, which is weird because then you end up with a construction site with plywood around it and a half-torn-down house in litigation. So it's even less attractive than a McMansion. But you know, I guess I hope that somebody's learning a lesson out of this.
And what would the lawsuit be based on? Like, is it zoning or, you know, if it's the property, if they're on their footprint, what stops them from building?
Proprietary covenant that goes with every property in this part of North Flushing.
What does that mean, proprietary covenant?
There's a the original developer 95 years ago had a covenant that was put on every property so that you can't put a fence on the sidewalk side, you can't there are certain size restrictions on the and height restrictions that are just for that neighborhood and just for that development.
Right.
And the Broadway Flushing Homeowners Association has been very aggressive in
enforcing it.
That covenant.
Is there also a lawn requirement with that? Like, because some of the McMansions and, you know, some other people who just prefer this, some people who come from Asia prefer no lawn, bigger house, concrete little front out to the street.
Yeah, well, you can't legislate taste.
Yeah.
But there are – I don't know about the lawn restrictions, but there's also the footprint of the house can't be larger than some 20% of the area of the lot.
So I see. Oh, that's interesting, really interesting. Okay, Tom, thank you very much. Oh, look, Scott is looking out the window on a train to Boston. Is that right, Scott?
Yes, and I actually just saw something that was interesting, force of nature. I saw a bird of prey teaching its offspring how to hunt, and it snatched another bird in mid-flight. It's something I've not seen before. It kind of harkens back to the time when the dinosaurs ruled the planet.
One of my colleagues here the other day showed me a picture taken in the city, I think in Central Park, of a hawk that had grabbed a rat, and the hawk was literally perched on something and holding a rat, a full-size rat, in its claw. How is that for an urban bird of prey story? What do you think your bird of prey had there?
It's another bird. I saw it, actually. It chased, I think the parent was teaching it how to hunt, and it chased this other, I think there were a small flock of birds, and I saw it snatched one of them in mid-flight.
All right. Thank you very much. Good one. I hope you have a smooth ride. Catherine in Spring Lake. You're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good.
So when I first called, I was going to talk about taking a walk along our beautiful boardwalk. And as I was walking along, I saw a police car up the street blocking the street. So I've walked to the middle of Spring Lake or at 1st and Morris Avenue, and I'm reporting on a traffic accident. The tow trucks are here, two cars. One, they're being towed away, two sedans, a black sedan and a gray sedan. The rescue squad just left. I don't think there was anyone really injured, but it really contrasts to New York that this car accident has there's probably at least eight police cars, a fire truck, and the streets are blocked in the shape of a T in either direction, two blocks. Even though we really could get by.
The police beat reporter, Catherine in Spring Lake, documenting the accident, I guess it is. Catherine, thank you very much. And Karen in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What kind of window are you looking out?
I live on Riverside Drive, so I'm looking right out across the Hudson. I see the bridge. I see a lot of Jersey, people walking in the park. And today I know my neighborhood hawk isn't out because I'm catching rare glimpses of the Quaker parrot. I call them the Harlem parrots that go up and down the Riverside Park. And you can tell when it's a bright day because you catch these incredible flashes of bright green as they flit from tree to tree.
Wow, I didn't know there were bright green parrots flying in Manhattan.
I the first time I saw them, I freaked out. And, there was a nest that had gotten destroyed a couple of years ago, so I'm always afraid to say that I saw them again. But they are definitely here. They go up and down. I'm like in the 140s, 150s. And they're really loud, so you can always, you know when they're around because you can hear them above all the other birds. We've got, like, huge amounts of birds here.
It sounds like there are birds in the background right now.
Oh, yeah, that's Sam and Lucy. They're like, why are you talking about other birds?
Your birds. Then they're jealous. Karen,
they're very jealous.
That's what they see out their window is you talking about other birds on the phone.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Joy in Denville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joy.
Hi. So I left my house a little while ago with my top down, coming to the bottom of my driveway, making a left on my road to leave my neighborhood, and within, like, seconds, I almost hit a baby bear crossing the street which has happened to me before, but never with my top down in this tiny convertible I'm driving. So
wow.
It was crazy to be so up close.
Could the bear jump over the hood and right on to you because the top is down?
It could have. I was probably, you know, 4 feet from the bear.
So you saw a bear outside your window, too close for comfort.
Yeah, baby bear, which is a little scarier than a mama bear because, you know, the mama bear is close behind. But, yeah, that's life in Denville. It's a lot of wildlife here.
Coexistence. Joy, thank you very much. The Parrots of Harlem, the Bears of Denville. Wrap up our moment in time, what you saw out your window right now for these last few minutes on this All Calls Friday on the Brian Lehrer Show. You are the experts. You are the newsmakers. You are the guests. A lot more of these kinds of call-ins to come.